Hey everybody, welcome to my world. How's your world doing? Is it as crazy as mine? It might be. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on out there. And it may get worse, may get better, but we gotta laugh and live life to the most part that we can do, okay? Well, before we get going here on my world, live, laugh, and whatever, right here on the Trim Radio Network, we've got to do a disclaimer. Always the legal stuff. You know what I mean? You got to read the legal stuff. If not, people get after us. Well, anyhow, nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, chill out. Did you bring your snacks? How about your favorite beverage? You got that? Did you tell your friends about the show? Tell your friends to join us every Wednesday night live on the Trim Radio Network. That's an important thing to do. And I'll tell you what, guys. Oh, it's been a crazy week. I talked to you guys last week about me having a problem with my Achilles tendon. And everybody keeps asking me about what's the boot for. Seems like the orthopedic doctor that checked out my Achilles tendon said, you need to wear this boot. And you have to wear it for 6 weeks to give your Achilles tendon a rest because you strained it when you fell. Okay, this thing weighs a ton. And I'll tell you what, it's uncomfortable. So, the moral of the story is don't mess with your Achilles tendon because getting around and problems and so forth. It's not worth messing with your Achilles tendon. So I have to be very careful so I don't fall again. It's a trip. I'll tell you what, it is a trip. Well, that's what I did. I tripped. That's what caused the Achilles tendon. Well, anyhow, guys, oh, so much stuff going on, and you get a bump into different people on the street, and they're always asking you about your foot. Or, you go out to eat and people are, kidding with you. I go to different restaurants. Not all the time, but I do go to different restaurants and I have my favorites. And there's a small restaurant up in Pickwell, Ohio. It's called the Lighthouse at the Lock. And they are undergoing some renovation and changes and so forth. I go there and everybody kids with me and I kid back. I have fun with that. It's like a nice family restaurant. They only do breakfast and lunch, but it's a fun group. Okay. You have to check it out. You really do. Another place is in Troy, Ohio, and that's called Lincoln Square. Some of the best food I've had in a long time. And I'll tell you what, if I find a restaurant that gives me good food, I will come back, not all the time. I mean, I have to have a break once in a while. Occasionally you got to have a pizza or something. But I like to go to Lincoln Square too. Good food, great waitresses. They kid with you. Once they get to know you, it's a fun place to be. And that makes your week. If you don't have a good week and your foot's killing you, or you just have everything going wrong. And you go to the right restaurant, you can kick back and have fun and joke. And, it's like one big family. And that's what makes it fun. And sometimes you need a lot of fun, especially in this crazy, crazy, crazy world out there. And that's the way I look at it. Well, anyhow, guys, we've got some stuff we need to take a look at here. And if I click the right buttons and I behave myself, oh, gee, let's see where we're at. Oh no, The Fickle Finger of Fate Screen. Oh no, I can't do that one. I just can't hit that button. If for some reason it gives me all kinds of problems when I do that. Yeah, that was Laugh-In that had the Fickle Finger of Fate. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get the two Fickle Finger of Fate awards, often by different people too sometimes. Oh, let's try it again. There we go. But we're not going to talk about my world just yet. We have to talk about the Trim Radio Network. If we don't, we have a problem, because we have to promote the network. And you can listen to all of our shows. You can get us on the network. You can listen now, the live stream, or the past episodes. So, you know, hey, let's say you're home and you have to go out for a meeting or dinner or whatever, and you come back and say, I want to listen to The Bend or Ranch It Up or Life Walk or Money and Change, you know, the past episodes. Click on it. You can listen to those. You can also partner with us. You can host your own show, and it's very easy to do. So, Dora, if you're out there, you can join us and do your own show. Or maybe Ron could do a show. Yeah, Ron, you know who you are. The one with the beard. Yeah, you could do your own show. All you have to do is just contact us. You can host your own show. You can advertise with Trim Radio Network. And what happens when you advertise, that money goes into paying for airtime for the shows. And airtime is expensive. None of us get paid. We don't expect to be paid. But what we want to do is give you good, honest information. And we kid around once in a while, but we cut the bull and serve the truth. That's the motto of the network. And that's what we do. So you can partner with us. You can support the station by donating, or you can buy the merch. So if you click on the merchandise, well, we've got the Cut the Bull custom pin button. We've got the Red Pill Reality Show New Blend hooded sweatshirt. We've got the Trim Radio Network 22-ounce vacuum insulated bottle. Hey, that's a good one. You take those to your sporting events or whatever, and you put your hot stuff in or your cold stuff in. It's great. We also have the Red Pill Reality Show mug. And we have the Money and Change ceramic mug. We have the On Air Trim Radio black mug. We've got the bag. We've got the Woman's Ideal Racer Back Tank Top. We've also got the Radio Bull Unisex Jersey Long Sleeve T-shirt. And there's more. We also have one of those little dingly, dangly things, you know, Life Walk with Christ God ceramic ornament. It's a nice one. Okay, so you can buy the merchandise, and it helps keep us on the air. Now, let's say you want to join us and you want to send us some information. All you have to do is click on this little box up here with our logo. It says, hi there, thanks for visiting the Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? And you click on that. And it says, we are here to help with getting your podcast in our network, getting you in contact with the show hosts, and anything else we can do to help. And you put your name, you put your phone number, don't forget your area code. That's a big important one. Then put your message down saying, hey, I want to host my own show. How do I go about doing it? And here's my email address to get in touch with me. And you click on send the message. And somebody gets back with you very quickly. And then a live voice will get with you probably the next day. Okay, and they'll tell you everything. So check us out. Tell your friends about us. You know, we're on the internet. That means we go worldwide. And I've got listeners in Myanmar, which used to be Burma. I've got people in India, South Africa. Oh, where else? Oh, Europe, North America, including Canada, all my buddies up in Canada. And we don't have anybody in Iceland. Nobody in Iceland. For some reason, there's nobody there. if you're in Iceland, let me know, okay? It's a great place to be in the summertime. In the wintertime, I guess it's pretty cold. But anyhow, check out our network, listen to our shows, and we'll take it from there. But when you take a look at the shows, what do you have for shows? Well, we've got Life Walk with Christ God. That's Michael Bejas, Money and Change radio show with me every Sunday at 7 p.m. And we are live except when I have to play concerts. And right now, I think I'll have a total, if I remember the last list that just came out, I've got 6 to 8 concerts to play. So you can always catch the reruns, okay? Better known as the encore editions. We've also got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever every Wednesday at 8 p.m. We've got the Natural Marketer podcast. We've got the Offsides College Top Football, Top 25. We've got the Positude podcast. We've got the Red Pill reality show. And daggone it, Rascala, you say, I'll give you the red pill or the blue pill. It's your choice. And I keep saying, I want the green pill. Can you at least come up with a green pill? Not the red one or the blue one. Give me the green one. And we've also got the Take Point 22 radio show with Michael Bejas, so you have to check that out. And we've got the Natural Marketer podcast with Victoria Smith. You have to check that one out. If you have a business, you really have to check onto that. Or even a social club. I mean, she'll tell you how to market things, and she's fantastic at it. So you want to check that out. But those are the shows on the Trim Radio Network. Okay. So all you have to do is check us out, and there's the show, and you could have your show listed on there too. Okay, it's easy to do. So we have that one. Oh, and then we got to get to My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And of course, it's every Wednesday. Our group is growing. I sent out some more invites for people to join us, and I realize that some people have Bible study on Wednesday nights, but you can catch us on the Encore edition. Okay. You can do a replay when you get back and sit back and relax and have some fun. We've got, well, it shows 37 members. We've got other people listening all over the place. And it's a private group right now. I'll open it up to a public group, but I'll have to redo the page to do it. But we can get that done. Anyhow, a different type of an invite gif. GIF, and I went ahead and put that on there. It's something different. Later on, we're going to talk about a list of taxes, the average taxes American pays. Maybe we could come up with something different. Maybe we could come up with an idiot tax. Okay. If you're going to be an idiot, then you got to pay a tax. Maybe that'd be a good thing to have. But anyway, I post different things from different times. Here's Colby from the Max, MACS, and he's warning about preparing now. And there are a lot of other places that a lot of other YouTubers that I post, and I don't live on the YouTube all the time, but I go looking for important things that are going on, and I post it. And we talk about the University of Findlay, and we will do that very shortly. And we talk about a lot of different things. Here's Patriot Nurse, and that's Rachel. She lives down in Tennessee, and I talk about her all the time. She talks about medicine. Why? Because she is a nurse, and she's done all kinds of nursing. But she tells you how to stay well, the different warning signs, when you're having problems. You have to check her out. She's great. She really is. And if you go to one of her seminars, and she puts several of them on a year, you can learn quite a bit. And that's worthwhile going to those seminars. So you can check it out there. But that's our web page, okay, our Facebook page. And I have a lot of fun keeping this updated. We do different things different days, okay? So you just want to check it out. And going on, we've got the University of Findlay. Yeah. The University of Findlay, the men's basketball team right now is rated number 12 in the country. They were number 5, and they stumbled on one game, and that put them down to, I believe, 9th, and then later on 13th. Now they're back up to 12th. Maybe they can get to 10th. And I hope that they're in the playoffs because they've already won their conference. And that's a good thing. That just happened, I guess, last night. But the University of Finley is more than basketball or football or baseball or track or women's sports. It's much more than that. It's about an education. And that's the important thing. You go there and you get a good education, and that's where your journey begins. And this is Old Main. A lot of the classrooms are that are in that building. You have a lot of different classes in there. I spent a lot of time in Old Main and spent a lot of time in the science building, Brewer Science, and other places. But I'll tell you what, you can request your information. You can visit the campus. You can apply. You know, they have 19 consecutive years as the best colleges in the United States are part of that group. Best colleges in America in 2024, Money Magazine. You can't beat that. Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges. That's University of Findlay. You have to check them out. They have three campuses in Findlay. And you know I've told you about the hazardous materials campus. I've told you about the equestrian campus and pre-veterinary science campus. I've also told you about the main campus. And they have bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees there. I even mentioned about the University of Bluffton merging with the University of Findlay. Yeah, and you can take classes in either one. So you want to check them out. The University of Findlay, www.findlay.edu. 85 majors in undergraduate studies. Graduate school has 11 master's and 5 doctoral degrees, and they also have online undergraduate and graduate classes. Something to check out. Whoa, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Oh, you have to check Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks out. Phil does an excellent job over there. He does a lot of custom pens. And the center section of the pens are blanks, and he will set those up. You send him the artwork, he'll set the center section up, make the blanks in the center, and you can make your own pens from that. But I'll tell you what, he does an excellent job. You can go to Facebook, his Facebook page, and click on and message Phil on the site. He's got a really good Second Amendment pen. Couple different styles, but it's a really nice pen. So if you like the Second Amendment, you're really into it, hey, boom, get a hold of Phil. You have to. He's a good guy. Reasonable prices, too. I bought my pen from Phil, and so did Michael Bejas, and we paid full price. I mean, we didn't get any discounts. And I'll tell you what, he does a really good job. But anyhow, it's a good place. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And here are the blanks that he does, the center sections. Does a really good job. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, we always talk about the Deep South Homestead, don't we? Some of the people that we follow on YouTube. And I thought, well, I just show you the Deep South Homestead and Pecan Grove, their website on Facebook. You have to check them out. They talk about their different projects and everything. These are great people. I mean, they are really great people. Down-to-earth, common-sense people. They show you about different types of farming, different things about, you know, building a smoker or a cooler and doing all kinds of stuff. Great people, okay? Great people. I've corresponded with Wanda, and she's just down home. She'll help you any which way she can. She's really a good person. And so's Danny. And Danny talks about porch time, and he talks about the economy and everything else, just not farming. He talks about a lot of different things. So that's one thing to check out there. Patriot Nurse, here we are. This is her page. You know, we talked about her before, but she talks about where's the gold? Fort Knox empty? Could be, who knows? And she has other videos that are available. And you can check that out on prepping or what you need to take with you or whatever. and I just hit the wrong.
I want to buy your house.
I just hit the wrong button, and you're
what
not
if Fort
buying.
Knox doesn't have the.
You're not buying my house.
What are these?
Anyhow, guys. See what happens when I get too fast. I hit the wrong button. It's easy to do. But the Patriot nurse, check her out. She's very good. Talks about a lot of different things, different types of medicines, different types of natural herbs and healing and so forth. She's got a lot of stuff. Trust me, she's good. Next one we've got, of course, is Colby Mack. Now, I don't know if it's just Mack or McTavish or whatever his last name is, but it's Colby, and he has the Macks. And he talks about a lot of different things. He has a good voice, and he talks about several different topics in each video. And he was talking about bird flu and chickens and all this kind of stuff. And I didn't know that when you bring in new chicks, it takes them 6 months before they can lay eggs. I didn't know that. And he has a farm down in eastern Mississippi, and he talks about that. And he's kind of an interesting person, and he's level-headed. And I'll tell you what, he makes a lot of sense. And I follow him every time he puts up a new video. I follow it because he's got some good information, and he's just a good person. I really like him. Okay. Check out our little community service announcement. Oh, yeah. Popular mac and cheese brand has been recalled nationwide, according to Parade Magazine on YouTube or Yahoo. And it said product recalls have been on the rise as of late, with some of our favorite foods being affected the most. There's no downplaying the urgency of any recall. However, you can't blame the consumers for getting fed up with all the processes. It's important for companies to get out ahead of any health issue, as well as communicate clearly with consumers so that, they can feel safe when purchasing the product that they love. Well, per the FDA, Class 2 recall is the second most severe risk level a recall event can receive. It indicates a situation in which the use of exposure to a volatile product may cause temporary or medically reversible adverse health consequences, or when there's a probability of serious adverse health consequences. And here we have feel-good foods. I don't know about you. I don't have feel-good foods around here in Ohio. I haven't seen it. But anyhow, feel-good foods, and it's always gluten-free. And the three cheese mac and cheese bites. They have mozzarella, Parmesan cheese, mac and cheese, and a crispy breading. Well, the recall is ongoing, and those with the described product in their possession are urged by the FDA not to consume it whatsoever. And the recalled product comes in an 8-ounce box with the UPC code, and there it is, and the lot code. And the Best Buy date says 6/19/26 to 6/20/26. And you can take it. There it is. So there's a recall on that food, okay? You know, everybody likes mac and cheese. I like to make my own. Another one that I really like to get is Bob Evans mac and cheese. Now, it's good too, but I do something special to mine, so I won't get into that. Here's another one. FDA issues a nationwide recall on mac and cheese snack due to possible metal contamination. This is gluten-free, and it's another feel-good foods. Okay, three cheese bites. Different package, though, isn't it? And you can take a look at that. But check out everything when they start talking about recalls. That's important to know, because you don't want to bite into something and have a piece of metal stick in your mouth, or maybe a piece of glass, or maybe some contaminated product. And I mean contaminated, which can cause food poisoning. Have you ever had food poisoning? If you haven't, you don't know what you're missing. Well, yeah, you do. It's nasty. You think you want to die, but you can't. And you're busy at both ends. And if it could pop out your ears, it would do the same thing. Okay? It's nasty. I've had food poisoning, I think, three different times. And it's not because I prepared something wrong, because I always prepare things when it's hot food has to stay hot. It's going to be 165 degrees or higher, and it's going to be cooked enough, long enough, that I don't get any of the little critters that cause foodborne illness. I know I used to do health inspections for the state of Ohio in my facilities. So I kind of know a little bit about it. But how did I get the food poisoning? Well, gee, none of my places gave me food poisoning, and I had 60 of them. But guess what? Regular restaurants did. Somehow something wasn't prepared to the right temperature, and that caused the food poisoning. And it doesn't occur as soon as you leave the place. It's usually 24 to 36 hours later. And then you're very occupied for a while. And then you have to rehydrate with water. Okay? You have to do that. What else is on the recall list? Ah, egg prices. Well, egg prices are supposed to rise more than 40% in 2025. And you know all these big chicken ranches, egg farms? They've had to kill off their herds because, or flocks. And they have to kill them off because of either Listeria or Salmonella, E. coli, whatever flavor of the month it is. But you have to get rid of them because they're in such close proximity. And bird flu comes in, and it basically wipes out a lot of the flock. So you have to actually get rid of it. Smaller producers that have free-range hens that can roam around and so forth, they haven't had that problem. But when they have these big egg farms, oh yeah, they do. And they just prefer to kill off the whole flock. And when I was listening to Colby, he said, he just bought some chickens for his farm. And he said he already had some hens and he gets his eggs, but he needed to expand because suddenly there's an egg shortage. So what happened? Well, he bought some more chicks and he said it's going to take 6 months for them to be able to start laying eggs. So that tells me egg prices are going to go up. Now, one thing I found out today, which was an amazing thing, was that President Trump had one of his people in his cabinet contact Turkey, and they are going to send eggs from there. And I don't know if it was 400 million eggs or whatever. They're going to try to help us out over here, and that's a good thing. But egg prices are going to go up, and they used to be something like 249 for a dozen. In some cases, they're like 459 a dozen, and in other places, they're up to $6 a dozen. Yeah, it gets ex expensive. So, you take a look at the prices of stuff going up, and it's going to go up due to the shortage. Okay? If you have a shortage of anything, the price is going to go up. When there's a lot of the stuff available, price comes down. It's just economics. Maybe they didn't teach you economics when you were in school. It's an interesting course to take. What else is going on? Craft brewers expect Trump's aluminum tariffs to raise the price of a six-pack. Oh my God. Beer drinkers are not going to be happy at all. And then there's the people that have Coke, Pepsi, 7-Up in the cans. A lot of people get it in the bottles because it's bulk. But the cans are going to cause the price of things to go up because of the aluminum. And the article that was in Yahoo News says, this came out of Chicago, when two suburban childhood hockey pals launched Spiteful Brewing in 2012 as a post-collegiate enterprise, the business overcame long odds to grow from a stovetop startup into an award-winning craft brewery and tap room in Chicago's North Side. But after successfully navigating everything from the pandemic to a flat craft brewing market that has forced several Chicago competitors to close, Spiteful faces an imminent new challenge. It's called tariffs. And that's the tariffs on aluminum. Now, what the POTUS is trying to do here is to level the playing field. And if a company puts a tariff on us, we put a tariff on them. So that means if it's a 25% tariff on aluminum coming from that country, we put a 25% on our aluminum. And the thing of it is, he wants to level the playing field. He doesn't want to have tariffs on anything or very little tariffs on things, because that helps out the marketing end of it, okay? And people like to, people like their beer. People like pop, better known as soda in some states. Around here, it's Sody Pop or Pop, Coke or Pepsi or 7-Up, you know, whatever. We like it in cans. It stores better, right? Well, start watching that. I remember when pop used to be in bottles, glass bottles. Remember when you could get those and they went to finally a no deposit, no return, but they used to have a deal where you could return the bottles back to the bottler with a 5-cent rebate or kickback. And people would save their bottles and then take them back to the grocery and turn them in, and they'd get a nickel a bottle. Maybe we ought to go back to bottles again. But then you'd have to start up the glass industry again. But it might be worth it overall. Just don't drop them. You could drop cans and they don't break. You can drop bottles and they break. So that's a heads up there. Another heads up that we've got. Are you ready for this one? I mean, this is a crazy one. A man was found to have stashed $10,000 worth of cocaine under his toupee. Can you imagine that? $10,000 under a toupee? That would be a bumpy toupee on your head. And you can see a picture of it here. They're taking off his toupee, and they have these little baggies in there. I wonder how they found out. Maybe because it looked weird. Well, anyhow, it's a 40-year-old man was arrested at a Colombian airport on suspicion of drug trafficking after officers noticed his suspicious toupee. Moral of the story is, don't have a bumpy toupee, especially if they know that you're bald to begin with. But a Colombian man has been arrested while boarding a flight from Cartagena to Amsterdam after police found cocaine stashed under his toupee. And the 40-year-old man was taken into custody last week at Rafael Nunez International Airport on suspicion of drug trafficking, manufacturing, and carrying narcotic substances. An authority said he was found with 19 cocaine capsules valued at more than $10,000 hidden under his wig. And he was caught after being screened through a scanner at the Colombian airport. They probably got him for extra baggage, too. Oh, well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stupid people out there. You know, we only have a tax on stupid people. Think about it. Stupid people. Oh, well. We got enough taxes, right? Speaking of taxes, hey. Here's a list of taxes that I posted on not only My World, but also Money and Change every Sunday, 7 p.m., right here on the Trim Radio Network. List of taxes the average American pays. There's a whole list of taxes. I'm not going to go through it, but you can go to our Facebook page and you can take a look at all of those taxes. Now, one thing the current POTUS is trying to do is to eliminate a lot of taxes. And some of the taxes that they've looked at, they're saying, where did the money go? Think about it. We pay all this tax money for different things. Where does the money actually go? Who gets paid what? Above the table and below the table. And there was an article that I saw today about USAID grants. Money across the table, and then there was another hand under the table passing it to another hand under the table, if you know what I mean. So they're going to start looking at all that stuff. And you got to raise a question. You know, we get all these taxes, but where does the money go? Who gets paid what? And they're finding different things. If you go to, doge.gov, they have a list of things where they're looking to see where money's been spent and so forth. I mean, we could have been taken for 50 years and not known it. Where did all of our money go? No wonder we can't afford food. We can't afford gasoline. We can't afford taxes and other things. Something to look at. And the federal income tax, do we need it? Why not have a tax where we have a tariff tax and that goes to feed the federal government? And then they can dole the money out from there. Just something to think about. Oh, what else is going on? Oh, this is a funny one. I saw this one today and I thought, oh my goodness, this is funny. Let's see if I can blow this thing up here. Listen to this.
Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You bet I can't get it. You bet I just fool out and just don't write. If there was a problem, go out for me. Take out the hook one, I think they
belong. Hey! Did you notice that there's Dan Bongino in this? And Kesh Patel? Somebody that looks like the POTUS. And somebody that looks like Pam Bondi. Are they kind of saying something? Anyhow, I saw that and I thought, how do they get that to do those actions and dances and so forth? That's probably computer generated. But it's neat how they do it. I just, you know, from an artistic standpoint, how do they get this done? And this was RIP Deep State, and this is done by John Cover. And there are other people. But I thought, hey, that was a neat one. I play it for all my liberal friends. It's just expressing of art and how they did it. Okay, here we go. We'll talk a little bit about Doge, and then we'll get on to some fun stuff. But the Department of Governmental Efficiency, they do have a site. It's doge.gov. There was another one at doge.tracker. And they do different things. This is the latest work and so forth. And you can check things out in the savings and the spending and so forth. And they're talking about all different types of stuff here. And this one I found interesting. A former ICE employee and Biden transition team member joined Family Endeavors in early 2021 and helped secure a sole source HHS contract for overflow housing from licensed care facilities. Well, as a result, the Family Endeavors cash and portfolio of investments grew from $8.3 million in 2020 to $520.4 million in 2023. Who was getting a kickback? Well, since March 2024, HHS has paid $18 million per month to keep the Pecos facility open, despite sitting empty. No wonder people are ticked off about paying too much taxes and money not being spent right. It says with national licensed facility occupancy now below 20%, HHS was able to terminate this contract, saving taxpayers over $215 million annually. But how long had it really been going on? There are a lot of things to look at here, where we're spending money. And it's just amazing to see this stuff. It really is. The Department of Governmental Efficiency, the audit was repeated at the Department of Labor. See, everybody's going to get audited. And they're going to go in with sophisticated computer stuff and hook into the network and pull up all kinds of stuff. Matter of fact, Elon Musk was talking today that he found out that a lot of the computer systems were antiquated in the federal government and they needed to be updated. But then where have all of our tax money gone to update things? A lot of questions. And there'll be a lot of answers, I have a feeling. Well, anyhow, Department of Governmental Efficiency says the audit was repeated at the Department of Labor. And the results were 380 Microsoft 365 licenses with zero users. Well, what I have to pay is about $90 a year. We'll just call it $100 a year. And that would be 380 plus two zeros added to it. So that's about $38,000 of licenses that are unused. We have 128 Microsoft Teams conference room licenses only installed in 30 rooms, but they have 128. Where'd the money go? 129 Photoshop licenses, only using 22 of them. We click on some more here. Oh, no, there it is. Five cybersecurity licenses, each with $20,000 seats. $20,000 seats, and the headcount is 15,000. Yeah, go figure, okay? Whoa. They got to start managing the money. And there are other things too. Check it out, doge.gov. It's mind-boggling on how this thing works. Okay, it really is. How much money that we've wasted. Now we're going to have some fun. And I think you're going to get a kick out of this. I looked at different people that had different comedy shows, and some were in England and some were in the US. And, you know, I've shown some comedy before, a lot of different places. And I thought, oh, gee, there's got to be some fun that we can talk about today, because a lot of stuff that I talked about was kind of serious. And I thought, well, we ought to have some fun. Well, there was an English comedian by the name of Dave Allen. And this was back in the 70s and 80s. And he did skits. And he did a lot of different funny ones. Now, this one you have to read lips, because he's going to say a certain word. And you have to watch his lips to read his lips. And this is one of the funniest skits that he has done. I mean, he's done others that were probably maybe even better, but I laugh at this one. So watch the Dave Allen skit and see if you can get a kick out of this one. Dave Allen, did you fart?
Thank you. And I want to thank Howard and Scott for
POTUS. I watched part of this, and this was interesting. This was his cabinet meeting today. And obviously, he didn't fart. But maybe somebody in that room did. Who knows? But anyhow, he had a lot of really good people, and the press was trying to get him into answering different questions. And they would change it different ways. And he nailed them on every one of them. But he was very truthful on the whole thing. And it was on YouTube also. It was on Fox News. And it was on Facebook today live. Oh, so much for that one. I still like that fart thing. Well, anyhow, here's Benny Hill. Now, Benny Hill did a lot of stuff. And it was always comical. It was kind of cheeky, but they never swore or anything. But it was just plain funny and slapstick. Let's take a look at this one with St. John Thomas Hospital. This is a good hospital skit. And watch the chase at the end. There's Benny Hill. Thank you. He must really like that nurse. He's in trouble now. And the chase starts. And he always did those chases. It was always at the end. Oh, he's no longer with us, but the shows are still out there on YouTube, and some of them are pretty darn funny. The last one I've got is Milton Berle. And he was a comedian back in the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s. And he was a character. And somehow he went on the Muppet shows. And I saw this one and I thought, this is a good one, because this one is where the comedian comes on the stage, but sometimes the real comedians happen to be up in the box seats, and we'll find that out right now.
Thank you, and good evening. And I want to thank you, Kermit. Thank you for your wonderful introduction. First time I've ever been introduced by an amphibious MC. Because you know what amphibious means. It means he can be dull on land or water. I feel great. I really feel wonderful. I just got back from a pleasure trip. I took my mother-in-law to the airport. And while I was there, I heard about them. It's beginning. You're the two guys that I heard about that heckle from the box, aren't you? There they are, ladies and gentlemen. Get a look at them. Starsky and Crutch. Don't start with me, boys. Don't start with me.
Hey, Burl.
What?
You know what? I've just figured out your style.
Really?
You work like Gregory Peck.
Gregory Peck's not a comedian.
Well,
now just a minute, please. I have been a successful comedian half of my life.
How come we got this?
Did you come in here to be entertained or not?
That's right.
What's right?
We came in here to be entertained, and we're not.
Yeah, I'd like to see you come down here and be funny.
You first!
The audience. Don't pay any attention to him, folks. He's the ninth child of a family of eight. Let me tell this story.
Hey, Cheryl!
Oh, guess what is it? What is it?
You know what you're doing wrong?
What am I doing wrong?
You're standing too close to the audience.
Oh, yeah? How's this?
You're still too close.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this okay?
A little more.
How far back can I go?
You got a car?
Let me tell you something. If you don't stop, I'll have the usher throw you out.
He can't. He's too busy.
Doing what?
Keeping people in.
And you are interpreting. That's what you do. You know, I got good mind to punch you in your nose.
Please, not while I'm holding it.
That's pretty funny.
You can use it.
I don't need your material, pal. I got a million funny lines in the back of my head.
Yeah, how come they never reach your mouth?
Gentlemen, will you please? Will you take it easy? You think I'm doing this for fun?
Not so far.
Oh, I see. You think you can do better?
I couldn't do worse.
I dare you both to come down here and entertain.
We should.
Oh, yeah? You sing?
No.
You dance?
No.
Can you get laughs?
No.
Then what would you do?
Just what you're doing.
Okay, that's it. That's it. I'm going to call the police.
Good idea. You need all the protection you can get.
Don't. Will you? I've had it with you guys. I'm not going to put up with you anymore. Not anymore.
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Byrne?
Oh, I'm going to start with you. How's it going? It's going terribly. It's good. These guys have been picking on me, insulting me ever since I started.
Well, can I help you out?
Please, huh?
Which way did you come here?
Okay. Here we go again. Yeah, Milty Burl, better known as Uncle Milty. Oh, yeah. Uncle Milty, what a guy. Well, anyhow, guys, that's about all that I've got. And, oh, gee, I think I've gone over. Not really. Oh, no, I have 2 minutes left. Son of a gun. I keep looking at that little clock up over here. Well, it's up there somewhere. Anyhow, you have a good week. Even though stuff gets serious, look on the light side, kind of laugh at things, find a good joke, watch a good joke. You can laugh at this show too. Anyhow, have a good week, and we will see you Sunday, 7 p.m., Money and Change. Check the show out, please. I'll have a lot of good financial news for you. See ya. Have a good week.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.